Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 196 of Five Songs Set. In this episode, I have five songs for you with a smoky vibe, a little bit soft, a little bit dark, with some mystery. So appropriately, we're going to start out with Rachel of the Smoky Eyes by Baltz and Zane. According to their bio, the duo is made up of Steve Baltz, a pioneer of trance music, DJ, producer, and composer, and Lucian Zane, a singer-songwriter who writes songs in 11 languages. These two artists are united by a shared love for vibrant cultural phenomena, such as anime, manga, giant monster movies, and the science fiction and horror genres, which they now celebrate together in their Baltz and Zane project. About this song, the promo material says, Rachel of the Smoky Eyes, written from Deckard's point of view in the film Blade Runner, deals with him grappling with the stunning realization that he has fallen abjectly in love with a, to him, initially, soulless replicant, who he may have to execute in the line of duty. Overwhelmed by her mysterious film noir heroine air, he falls in love with Rachel's lovely green eyes, hauntingly made up in mysterious smoky shades, connecting with the soul he finds there against all expectations. It is the first of two songs on the album dealing with Deckard and Rachel, and one of four on the album that are about the movie Blade Runner. There's a video for the song, which you can find via the show notes. As to what they're up to now, they just released a single with a German-language song inspired by the 1927 silent sci-fi movie Metropolis, and a freely translated Tagalog rendition of The Girl from Ipanema in Zane's native Filipino language. They say that it evokes sitting on a tropical beach. But I have to say that it seems like sitting on a tropical beach on another planet while surrounded by alien sunbathers. Check it out and let me know what you think. For now, though, here is Rachel of the Smoky Eyes by Baltz and Zane.
A nebula of angelic colors that seem to the naked eye. A chrysanthemum of light, petaled with myriad dancing memories, detectable by a test. That is a human soul. A congeries of psychic jewels whirling in space. A standing wave, a kaleidoscope of emotions deftly traced. But you, clutching photos and mementos with implanted memories, have no soul. Rachel of the smoky eyes. But when I look at you, it is as if my wildest dreams come true. How is my unreasoning desire to be still for this exquisite creature I must kill? My beauty is at stake, but while desire must be slaked, it'll take us a passing act of will to overcome the fatal thrill of one. You so bad, Rachel of the smoky eyes.
What if I go north? Disappear. But you come after me.
wondrous piece of technology, sweetly alluring, intricate doll. If you had a soul, it would dance like Mercury. Your beauty sends shivers up and down my spine. Your smoky eyes and lips, the color of angelic blood, divine. Let's seize the day before our lives melt away. Let us embrace the sky before the starscapes die. Rachel of the smoky eyes, but when I look at you, it is as if my wildest dreams come true. How is my unreasoning desire to be still for this exquisite creature I must kill? My duty is at stake, but my desire must be slaked. It'll take a surpassing act of will to overcome the fatal thrill of wanting you so bad, Rachel of the smoky eyes, Rachel of the smoky eyes. Our love will survive, Rachel of the smoky eyes. Rachel of the smoky eyes. Our love will survive.
Would you come out? Hunt me?
No. We'll be right back.
We just heard Hunger, featuring Jessica Pimentel, by Val Hall. According to their bio from Artifact Records, the project Val Hall was initiated early in 2012 as a creative outlet for this Swedish duo. The lyrics are often based and freely interpreted on old Swedish myths, legends, and gods. Valhall used sagas to create stories with subtle references and criticisms to the society we live in today. A key standpoint for the band is to let the music keep evolving without losing the eerie core. About this song, they say, Hunger features hauntingly beautiful violins by our friend and amazing musician slash actor plus a million other things, Jessica Pimentel. It is our heavy on the electronics take on traditional Scandinavian folk music. The lyrics tell the tale of a person who has lost the love of their life. They're wandering a winding path followed by creatures of dusk, Hvimningsjord in Swedish. Not looking for the end to come, but welcoming it if it's the will of the gods, to once again get to walk beside their beloved. Hunger is a single off the upcoming album Hvimningsjord, which is coming out in April 2012. I'll put a link to the album in the show notes, as well as to their Facebook page, where you can follow all the publicity. Up next, we have Voda Tva by Okre. This song is brought to you by the awesome Czech music label Indiescope. According to their website, the album entitled Okre, Jeto Duvet, Okre, That's the Reason, is the first solo work in the long row of albums, over 25 at present, in which Olde Krejčovič took part as a guitarist and co-author. I always made demos and tried to spark a fire out of them. Mostly, the bands with whom I played weren't exactly happy with it. I always kind of felt I was a little bit off. The result is a remarkably sharp album oscillating between rock and pop. The author is well known in Prague clubs as a guitar player. The cult of the 1990s was the Bunker Club for me. I used to hang out and play there a lot. I met plenty of musicians out there. In the 90s, he played in bands like Collar Band, Jesus Christ Superstar, and others. Since 1999, he has been playing with Monkey Business as his mother band. In spite of this, in recent years, he's been trying to find realization of those compositions of his which do not suit the repertoire of his band. The album is from 2008, and if you look at the cover, you can see that Okre is made up of the first letter of Olde's first name and the first four letters of his last name. You can get the track for free via the Indiescope website. Here is Voda Tva by Okre.
Voda Tva, voda má, voda šplouchá v koupelnách, máme tu jemnej podvodní ráj. Vanna, zátoka, vlína, ani neví čím to je, ale takhle nám spolu bejvá po každý. Což se neodmítá, jak si ženy libujou, když to chlapi zmapujou. Jsou rády, jak jsou ženy citlivý, tak jsou taky dychtivý. A když se rozehřejou, přestat neuměj. Plout, jen tak si plout, já nádhernou loď mám, to je mi prýma den. Nese nás prout, mám loď a ty mě znáš, pěkně se projedem. No nic tak, jen dávej další návrhy, kam poplujem dál. Znáš přeci spoustu míst, kam zajet se dá. Je to nádherný, zkus poznat, kam se koukám. tak jen dál, vej další návrhy, kam poplujem dál. Znáš přeci spoustu míst, kam zajet se dá. Je to nádherný, zkus poznat, kam se koukám. A dej, kam se koukám. A dej, kam se
That was Corporate by Orway, who I've played on the show before. According to his website, it would be surprising to know that a big source of Orway's inspiration, the wide open spaces of America or Australia, stems from his imagination. Growing up in a small Normandy town, he often dreamed of more, and his idea of endless possibilities has nurtured his creativity ever since. As an engineering student that worked in a factory during his summer vacations, Orway often dreamed of the wide open spaces of Australia. This was how he came to write his first song, Stuart Highway, the name of the Australian highway that connects Adelaide to Darwin over 2,800 kilometers. At that time, he would become a volunteer fireman for several years. This experience was very enriching for me and gave me confidence in myself. Then he began to write the songs that would make up his first album. In the meantime, he met his wife, an American from Virginia, traveling by proximity, perhaps. During several years, Orway would collaborate with many diverse musicians before recording the 14 songs of his first album. It would take 2 years to perfect Driving Through the Night, recorded at night in his home studio while his children slept. The album was released in 2020, the year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Under lockdown near Paris, benefiting from the freshly acquired experience of his first album, Orway started writing and recording new songs. Corporate is off that 2020 album Driving Through the Night, and when I heard from Orway, he said, "Corporate is about the struggle I had when I started working for a company. I just found ridiculous some stuck-up people trying to please their boss at any cost." He's currently working on his third album, which his website says will be called Human Touch. You can follow him on Facebook or subscribe to his newsletter on his website if you want to know more. Now, before we go, Five Song Says, recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we're going to hear Advocat Advocat by Kafka Band. According to the band's website, Kafka Band is a band which consists of musicians active in a number of well-known Czech bands. Together with the prominent writer Jaroslav Rudish, transformed the books The Castle, Der Schloss, America, and lately also The Trial, Der Prozess, by Franz Kafka, into original Czech, German, English concert performances. The band was invited to perform in theater plays Das Schloss and America in Theater Bremen in Germany in the past. The latest album, Der Prozess, was released in September 2023. This track, from Der Prozess, is available for free download from Indiescope. I'm also linking to the official video of the song Doorman from the album, which is pretty cool. Here is Advocat, Advocat by Kafka Band.
Ooh. nicht stören, zuhören, niemandem vertrauen, nicht stören, zuhören, niemandem vertrauen, nicht stören, zuhören, niemandem vertrauen.
Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 songs.